What if the bus came when you called it? You have to plan ahead a little, but that's the idea with a rebooted bus service in Salem, Oregon. Ashley Stewart reports.
Carla Reed is a bus driver.
I'm just programmed to assist others.
She's done this job for 10 years, but these days she's doing it a little differently.
Over here we have the pad.
The pad is a tablet computer. Reed drives for Salem-Kaiser Transit's new on-demand service, and that tablet shows her where riders are waiting.
The computer will show a little tiny square on the bottom right-hand corner.
The service is called the West Salem Connector, and it's more like an Uber than a bus. Passengers can request a ride through a mobile app or a phone call, and the bus will come where they want and when they want, for the most part. Riders can book anywhere from 1 hour to 2 weeks ahead. It's how Salem-Kaiser is trying to navigate a tough area for transit. A lot of people live in the city's suburban west side, but it's hard for buses to get there. Neighborhoods are on steep hills, streets are winding, there are a lot of cul-de-sacs and few major roadways. Hardly anyone rides the bus. Karen Ortega does, though. And here's the thing about taking the bus in Salem. It's so rare, people don't really want to talk about it.
How many times do you think you've ridden?
Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed. Probably 3 or 4 times a week.
She takes the on-demand bus to the grocery store, and she says it's a lot easier than what she used to do.
I would take the chariot.
Chariots, that's what regular buses here are called, the ones that stick to routes only. Actually, it's because of that that when she takes a chariot, it's really not as convenient.
Distance, so I have to walk like a half a mile to get to that. So I ended up usually walking it myself.
And walking kind of defeats the purpose of trying to catch the bus. But with the new connector, she doesn't have to hike to a fixed bus route.
Amazing. I really enjoy it.
Starting this fall, the West Salem Connector will replace 2 traditional bus routes on this side of town. The connector cost about half as much to operate as those regular bus lines, and it's free for passengers, at least for the first 6 months. It's new, but at the same time...
This kind of service has existed for decades, but it used low technology.
That's Matt Bergren. He was part of a team of 6 Portland State students who came up with this flexible transit plan. Their goals were to get better transit into suburban West Salem, but also to get more of those suburban people interested in riding the bus. So Bergren and his classmates decided they could start with the dial-a-bus service, the one that's already in place for the elderly and disabled. Then they designed an app. And the transit service rebranded those old buses with bright colors and a new name. But they still have a problem to solve.
It is really a different bus culture in Salem.
That's Jenny Furness. She helped with the rebranding and says that people in Salem think of the bus as a last resort.
You would only ride the bus if you have to. Those people ride the bus, we don't ride the bus.
On the streets of downtown Salem, a lot of people say they would never do it. And they say the reason is obvious.
Because I have a car.
I don't know. I just don't. I have a car, and so I use it.
And in fact, not enough people are riding to justify some of the bus services. But without those services, telling people to leave their cars at home, that can be a tough sell.
It's kind of a chicken or an egg issue. We need more riders in order to justify spending more money on better service, but we need better service in order to help convince people to ride the bus.
The West Salem Connector pilot program started in June, and more than 400 people tried it out in its first month. It will replace those less popular bus routes in September, while other lines with higher demand will come by more often. So is that enough to make one of those men on the street take the bus, like Zach Duprat?
Possibly.
Possibly.
I feel like that'd be a really good option for people who maybe don't have access to a vehicle. But to be perfectly honest, I've got a car.
Just like most people here, for now, he's more likely to drive. I'm Ashley Stewart in Salem.